Time for our local hero spotlight with Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero folks, and Evelyn Wolfcool, who is the co-owner of Hope and Olive with Jim and Maggie Zakara, and who you see most frequently across the street or behind the street at Magpie,
the corner.
Woodfire Pizzeria. I grew up eating Pizzeria Regina in Boston, and that was the ultimate pizza of my upbringing. My children's ultimate pizza will be Magpie. They will forever associate the best pizza in their memory with Magpie. But it is Eat Local Month across Massachusetts. And you, Devon, were saying that Hope and Olive and Magpie in particular right now are the leaders in regards to the way that they're incorporating local.
I'm not saying this just because she's sitting across from me. For years before I even worked at CESA, it was very obvious to me that their commitment to our local farms is significant. When you walk through the door at either of their restaurants, you see farmers at the table. And I think that speaks volumes. We have a plentiful amount of vegetables on their pizza, on the dishes that they make, the specials. Local cantaloupe, sometimes they wrap prosciutto around that.
Oh, yeah. I've had it.
I mean,
it's pretty tasty.
That's pretty fantastic that we get to have that kind of thing on our menu right here with those cantaloupes coming from our field. And I think other restaurants around this whole valley can look to them as being a real significant giver to farmers by all the support and purchasing that they do.
Part of our business model is to be really connected to our community. One of the things that's most special about this valley is its rich soil and excellent farming. It just seems like a real easy no-brainer to be using all the beautiful products that come out of this valley, whether it's vegetables or dairy or honey and maple syrup. You know, we really just try to tap into all the gorgeous resources that are nearby, because it's not only the best taste, but these are our friends and customers as well.
Now, one interesting thing that I just learned about is that you've always had gluten-free crusts, and with a 12-year-old who has to be gluten-free, that is great. But you're taking this to another level, even with local, with the crusts at Magpie.
Yeah, we just started making our own cauliflower crust, which is mostly made from just pureed cauliflower, which of course we're getting in from local farms at the moment, and just a little bit of chickpea flour and rice flour to sort of bind it together. Mm-hmm. And it's very simple, really hearty, and delicious.
Well, what does it taste like? Does it taste like cauliflower?
I'm not sure that you could necessarily identify cauliflower in it, but, you know, it does that nice thing when the cauliflower cooks, caramelizing a little bit, so it's got a little, like, salty sweetness.
Does it blacken on the bottom like the other crusts do in the wood fire pizza there?
Well, no. Unfortunately, neither of our gluten-free options can go into the wood oven, because we're running our oven at, like, 850 degrees, and it would just
blow up,
fry them. Yeah, they would not behave the way our regular crust does in that oven.
Well, it is Eat Local Month in Massachusetts, and Evelyn Wolfcool is one of the co-owners of Magpie and Hope and Olive. So what on the menu at Magpie is local that you're excited about for this month?
Well, one of my most favorite things to eat in the summertime is the fresh tomatoes. You know, right now we're getting heirloom tomatoes from Old Friends Farm, and this week they're on a grinder of warm focaccia, aioli, big slabs of heirloom tomato, and arugula and balsamic, and it's almost the perfect meal to me.
It's something so simple, but yet like so full of flavor.
Yeah.
Delicious. I also really am into, we're doing fire roasted corn with basil butter, and that is one of my summer favorites. I really could eat corn every single day when it's happening.
You should.
Well,
I try to eat asparagus every single day. Asparagus is happening. I try to eat blueberries every single day. Blueberries are happening. You should try to eat corn every single day. Corn's
happening. Dedicated to the cause. It's happening.
Yeah. And you take it all the way from appetizers like the cantaloupe that we mentioned earlier to the desserts, the honey pies, which Devon Whitney Deal is a big fan of.
I am. I saw Evelyn actually at a honeybee festival, and they were gracious enough to be doing one of their community events where she was letting us sample a strawberry honey pie. It changed my world.
It's our dessert pizza. It's a good way to feature whatever is happening of local fruits. Right now, we have gorgeous Clarkdale peaches on the honey pie, mixed with cheese and sometimes a nut and honey from Warm Colors Apiary. I like to take them home and eat them for breakfast. And my kids are really all about that too.
Evelyn Wolfcool, who's one of the co-owners of Magpie, which is where you'll see her most often, and of Hope and Olive as well, and Devon Whitney Deal from CESA, the local hero, folks.
Can I just urge everybody to take a night off from cooking and go go out to a local hero restaurant and treat yourself and your family to a great dinner where local will be on the menu, because we're so lucky to have so many restaurants near us that do support local farms.
And you can find a nice long list of those restaurants at buylocalfood.org.